to the Olympics, and what a weekend it was. And there's hopefully more to come. New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard will make history today when she becomes the first openly transgender athlete to compete at the Olympics. Hubbard will compete in the women's 87-kilogram weightlifting category and is one of the favourites to win a medal. She touched down in Japan a few days ago, but has been keeping a low profile ahead of her competition. Our reporter Maya Burry filed this report from Tokyo.
Acknowledging the high level of interest in Hubbard's participation at the Games, the International Weightlifting Federation, International Olympic Committee, and the New Zealand Olympic Committee fronted to media ahead of tonight's competition. The three sporting groups used the opportunity to share a united message of support for the 43-year-old South Island-based weightlifter. The NZOC's Chief Executive, Kieran Smith, says she spoke to Hubbard on Friday, who told her she feels comfortable and is aware of the sizeable stage she is about to step onto.
We appreciate the eyes of the world are on Laurel in this this competition, and it's a big stage. So our job is just to make sure we do everything we can to protect her and to enable her to perform.
The International Weightlifting Federation's spokesperson Mark Cooper says when it comes to transgender women competing in weightlifting, it's a question of finding the right balance between inclusion and fairness. He says Hubbard has met the required athletic performance standards as well as the Federation's transgender athlete policy.
So having completely earned her spot here, she deserves to be treated with dignity and respect, and that is certainly what is being put in place by the IWF. We support her as we support all of our Olympic weightlifters.
The IOC's medical and scientific director, Richard Budgett, backs that message, saying the Federation has based its qualification rules and regulations on the IOC's scientific consensus in 2015. He says an updated framework will be released in a few months' time, after consultation with medical, human rights and legal experts and sporting federations. But he says this work does not undermine Laurel Hubbard competing in Tokyo.
Over time, as evidence comes along, the standards may change. But when you compete against the individuals who are you're actually competing against. You have to take the rules as they are at the time. And I think if the rules and regulations at this time are in place, then we have to follow those.
Richard Budgett says measuring competitive advantage is difficult to do, but the new framework will help sporting federations develop more event-specific policies. He says sport has to adapt and be open-minded, adding that any potential threat to women's sport is generally overstated.
Transgender women are, of course, women. They're part of that group. So you do have to think of it in an inclusive way and make sure that, yes, all women have a chance to compete. But where you see that is inequality and it's clearly unfair and a disproportionate advantage, then that's when action needs to be taken.
Richard Budgett says for most people, the tone of the debate around the participation of transgender athletes at the Olympics is measured and respectful. But there are always going to be people who take more extreme views and become less rational and scientific. Kieran Smith says that must be very difficult for Hubbard.
Definitely think it can be dehumanising. I've certainly seen evidence of that in some of the comments that have been made. And, you know, people might have a view, but I think there's respectful ways that people can exercise their view. And in a day where we're talking about mental health a lot, I think we have to be mindful that, you know, this is, you know, Laurel Hubbard is a person and she has feelings and she is eligible to do what she's doing here on the Olympic stage, and we wish her all the very best.
Kieran Smith says Laurel Hubbard has worked hard as an athlete to chase her Olympic dream and has shown resilience and bravery. Hubbard has not done any interviews with media since her selection was announced, but in a statement, she commended the International Olympic Committee for its commitment to making sport inclusive and accessible. The women's 87kg weightlifting competition kicks off tonight at 10:50 New Zealand time.